So let's try backwards deletion. Step one, start with a full model if the R-square is significant. Well, we had a problem with that. We know about null washout. We know that we might have a set of predictors, some of which are useful, some of which are crap, and if we put them together into one big model, one full model, they may be crap on average. At which point we would stop and say no model is possible and be horribly wrong. Make sense? The premise of these models ignores things that we know. Forward stepwise ignores the existence of multivariate power, which we know is there. Backwards procedures ignore null washout that we know is there. Both of these procedures start someplace that doesn't necessarily work. And then it uses procedures within it that don't necessarily work. And so it doesn't necessarily work. Step two, remove from the model that predictor that, quote, contributes the least. Now, you got to be careful on this one, because this one is often described just plain wrong. There was a time when you had to be careful which of two procedures your statistical package was following. At this point, nearly all of them do what SPSS and SAS decided to do 40 years ago. Right? And that is, delete the predictor with the largest p-value associated with its regression weight, if the p-value is larger than 0.05. All the other decisions that we're going to make are in terms of amount of contribution. Changes in R-square, semi-partial correlations, multiple semi-partial correlations. Everything else is in terms of how much you contribute. This one is in terms of the probability that you contribute. Remember, the p-value tells us the probability that if we decide to keep that predictor in the model, it's a type 1 error. And that predictor shouldn't be in the model. And so, if we have B1 that doesn't contribute, B2 does contribute, don't want to throw that one out, B3 does contribute, don't want to throw that one out, and B4 has a p-value that also makes it non-significant, which of these two do we throw out? We don't throw out the one that contributes the least in terms of variance accounted for, in terms of fit. We throw out the one that contributes the least by being less likely to contribute. If we reject the null and decide to keep B1 in the model, we have an 8% chance of having committed a type 1 error. Really not bad compared to the 5% that we live with. If we decide to keep X4 in the model, we have a 27% chance of committing a type 1 error. It is less likely to contribute. So you got to pay attention to what contributes less means. It's not a fit index, it's a likelihood of contributing to the model.
What about a beta weight? Beta?
You could use beta, you could use change in R-square, you could use the multiple semi-partials or the multiple semi-partials squared, which
is
the
same?
No.
Okay.
No, the change in R-square will be the same as the multiple semi-partial squared, because they're both variance between these two controlling for what else is the model.
Okay.
The beta weight and the B weight can't be squared and used as the same thing, because a beta is scaled differently than an R. Okay, they're just, the distribution is shaped different. And so you can't square beta and get R squared. Beta and the multiple semipartial aren't the same number. But for this, none of those is what we care about, because we're not looking at change in fit. We're looking at which one has the least probability of really being a contributor. Huck that puppy. And then this continues. On all subsequent steps, the next predictor dropped from the model is that with the largest non-significant regression weight. So that's significant, that's not significant, that's not significant, but that's less likely to be contributing than this. When to quit? When all the predictors in the model are contributing to the model. Well, that's consistent with one of our first rules, right? What makes a good model? Everything in it contribute? Nothing else would contribute? Yes?
Are you re-computing the model every time you take a
test? Oh, yeah. Yep. The major problem with backwards deletion is under-inclusion. The flip side of over-inclusion. A predictor that is deleted from a larger, earlier model would contribute to a smaller model, but it isn't re-included. Okay? Classic downsizing. Once you're out, you don't get hired back. Okay? Even if your job wasn't necessary with everybody around, but now that you've gotten rid of a bunch of people, your job would be necessary. No, you don't get back in. The other two are the same problems as forward deletion. Fairly small variations in the correlation matrix and therefore the collinearity pattern lead to different models. And there's no guarantee that it's the best model. There may be a smaller model with a bigger R-square. Because once again, we're building everything from the full model and the collinearity in the full model. Once we throw a variable out, variables that are collinear with it are safer than they used to be. So each model, in both of these models, each step is dependent upon the step before it. Taking a particular variable out influences what's the next variable that's likely to come out. Putting a variable in changes what variable's next likely to go in.